Zappa Books presents Blood in the Dust, written by Bill Swiggs and read by Elliot Fitzpatrick. The Colony of Victoria, Australia, 1853. The two boys came up along the spine of the spur, where the last of the cleared land gave way to verdant bush. The older one carried the musket slung over his left shoulder and plodded along behind his brother, who was armed with a long spear that he used to probe at the ground as they walked. On a patch of dirt among the dried grass, he found what they were looking for.
"Here, Toby! He came this way."
Toby O'Rourke squatted in the shadowed undergrowth and traced his fingers around the paw print. The marks left by the dog's claws were plain to see, and Toby lifted his face in the direction the animal had gone, towards the rocky ridges below the first sweeping rise of the escarpment. He had been afraid of that, even though he suspected it all along.
"What do you reckon, Ped? Is this the bugger?"
"Could be,"
Paddy murmured, glancing down for a moment.
"It's big enough to be him.
Got a lair up among these rocks, I reckon."
He shifted the spear to his other hand as he spoke, and looked to where the backbone of the ranges stood against a perfect sky. Toby nodded and looked at the print again. Here in the shadows, the dirt still held moisture from the night dew, but the edges of the print had dried enough to crack and crumble. He pressed his thumb into the soil and studied the outline it left, comparing it with the one left by the dingo.
"About 3 hours ago. We haven't come across any feathers since the chook pen. He's headed home for sure."
He stood and followed his brother's gaze, the Lovell musket heavy in his hand.
"Once he gets onto rocky ground, it won't be easy to track him."
"Ma will throw a blue fit if he gets any more of her chooks," Paddy said. "This is the fifth time this month he's raided the pen."
"He's got a taste for chicken, all right,"
Toby agreed. He shouldered the musket and pointed uphill.
"Lead the way, Pad."
Paddy moved off into the bush, his long spear held at the ready. Toby followed his brother's back, and neither spoke for almost an hour, not until they had climbed to within 50 paces of the ridgeline. Here the bushland thinned out, and a group of tumble-down boulders as large as cottages sat in the warm sun. Paddy stopped in the shade of one of the boulders and took the canteen from around his neck. He drank thirstily, and then handed it to his brother. Toby took several mouthfuls and wiped the back of his hand across his mouth.
"He must have come this way. Let's scout about a bit and see if we can pick up his spoor between the boulders."
He handed the canteen back to Paddy.
"Toby?"
"Yeah?"
Paddy pointed at the Lovell in his brother's hand.
"If we corner the bugger, do you think I could take the shot?"
Toby shook his head.
"You know how Pa feels about you using the Lovell. I wasn't allowed to touch it until I was 16.
"I'll be 16 in a couple of months,"
Paddy shot back.
"It's time I started learning how to shoot."
"More like 8 months. If Pa found out, he'd skin us alive. It's one of his strictest rules."
Paddy looked down at the ground, pouting.
"You've been using the gun for 3 years now, and all I get is a spear. It's not fair."
"But you're good with a spear, Paddy. Better than I ever was.
We have to find the dingo before anyone gets to have a go at him anyway, with spear or gun."
"Fine,"
Paddy said. He shouldered his spear and moved away between the boulders. Toby watched him go and shook his head, then turned to explore the ground in the opposite direction. He hadn't gone more than 5 paces before a low whistle stopped him. Turning, he doubled back and found his brother crouched between 2 rocks.
"This is the mongrel."
Paddy pointed at several paw prints in the dust between the boulders. Then he lifted a white feather from the ground and waved it under Toby's nose.
"He still has the chook in his mouth.
I think you're right about his lair, Pad. Better let me take the lead."
Toby pulled the musket's hammer to full cock and moved off. The tracks followed a well-worn path between the boulders, heading high along the ridge. They disappeared on rocky ground near the top, but Toby crossed the stony patch and found another print on the far side of the ridge. Here, the dingo had changed direction, traversing the high ground to their right. Without ever really knowing how, Toby felt they were close to their quarry. He turned and held a finger to his lips. Paddy gave a curt nod, and Toby started forward again, travelling more slowly
Sample complete. Ready to continue?